There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Speaking, the boys being the lovely and talented John Cremins, my yes. Cool Inventions on the air with John and Doug. Doug Steffen will be joined by Lisa Chamberlain, who has, is this a new sort of negligee, these loungies? What is this?
No, actually, it's a cover for, like, outdoor furniture.
But I'm going to go with Doug's idea, though.
Oh, Akos is here.
Yes, he is.
I thought you were up in, where the heck, I thought you were up in northern Alaska or something.
I am, but the Great White North.
All right, so we've got a nice connection. That's good. Nice to have you here. Yeah, Merry Christmas to you and your family. Merry Christmas to John and his family. Merry Christmas to everybody.
Also, too, I mean, to you and your new grandson.
Yes, 7 pounds, 2 ounces yesterday. Miles Steffen Fisher. 19 inches
Miles
long. Miles Steffen. That almost sounds like a Canadian name, doesn't it?
Yes, Miles. He could be centerman for the Canadian, the Montreal Canadiens.
I'm guessing that's not going to be his fate. Yeah, but at any rate, he's an adorable kid, and it's a great thing. What motivation there is. You know, we can all turn our lives back around to motivation and what motivates us. We talk about this every single day on this program. We're here every day for an hour, and Monday through Thursday we present to you somebody who's an entrepreneur, an inventor, somebody who's gotten a great idea that's caught the attention of the folks who produce the program. And then on Friday, we couple that with folks from the Dream Big America, my connection to the Cool Inventors, and we just push them. We try to give them seeds to success. And one of the things that I think I would tip my hat to you, Akos, and to John as well, and maybe it applies to me, endurance. Isn't that a great word when you think about endurance? The power to hold on in spite of everybody telling you, nah, it's not going to work. Why are you wasting your time? And you just keep at it. Everything and everybody seems to get in your way. But the quality of the real winners on this program are the people who do not admit to failing, or they don't accept it. They don't even know what failure is. It's just, okay, that didn't work, let's try the next thing. I'll bet you both of you, I don't think we've talked about this specifically, but or even if we don't talk about you, Akos, and you, John, if you talk about the people over the years that you have brought into the invention world, into the entrepreneurial world, into the new world of what life or what the business is really all about, what success is about, what our countries are about, I'll bet that you have found people who you thought weren't going to fail, but then they kind of fooled you, right?
Right, all the time. Yeah. Oh, my gosh, all the time. I underestimate people all the time.
Is that how you found John?
Yes.
Oh, teasing.
No, John has amazing talents.
Mm-hmm. I know that. I can tell that.
Inventors, for example, I blow off some of the inventions. I think, no, it's no way. There's no way. Then John and I get these emails. Oh, my gosh, they've been picked up by Bed Bath & Beyond. And I think to myself, they have? The motivation of some people is so deep that they overcome all obstacles. And you know, sometimes we're just human, and sometimes we miss out.
Constant, determined effort. That's what breaks down resistance. It really is. And it'll sweep away barriers. You can see this time and time again. The old cornball, how many light bulbs did Edison come up with before he got the one that actually worked? How many times did Ford try to make his car work by putting together piece by piece by piece? They're unbelievable obstacles, especially today with all the damn government regulations that get in the way and people not being able to figure out how to fund some of these things. I have several different examples, actually, that I thought you would be interested in. You know how I love crowdfunding and the Kickstarter and Isagogo or whatever it is, Indiegogo. It's Isagogo. Good, Doug. Too much ISIS. Indiegogo. There's a crowdfunding for a theater group. As a matter of fact, it started by looking at the, you probably can go to Rialto Theater in Grayling, Michigan, John and Akos, R-I-A-L-T-O. This is a, there are a number of theater owners that are having a hard time because the cost of converting their theaters in these small communities is like $100,000. You can't, right. And the digital world is honest, so they're going to stop producing those 35 millimeter reels. So what happens to the Rialto Theater or 4,100 other theaters just like it around the country? And I bet they're in Canada. I'm sure there have to be. You have more small sort of rural communities between big cities up in Canada than we do in America.
We do. So, we actually do. I see a pattern, though, of those old theaters. So you know what's happening up in Canada?
What?
They're taking the theater upscale. So they're converting the theater into, they're updoing their equipment, but they're also now to earn more revenue, creating restaurants out of them. You sit in big, beautiful chairs. Mm-hmm. You get things like sushi, and they serve you wine and beer, and you make it an evening of entertainment, because their argument is people are going to a movie and a theater, a dinner and a theater, a movie, so why not go do that in the same place?
Yeah, right. Yep. Well, if you see this story of this Rialto Theater in this small Michigan town, it has been in the same family since 1915 when it was built, and they sure as heck didn't want to give up. So they started this Kickstarter campaign, and I guess they came up with the money, it looks like $41,000. You see, John, did you find it?
Yeah, I'm actually seeing, I have the story on it. I don't see anything about the crowdfunding part of it.
Well, here, wait a minute, no. The Rialto, here it is, I got the update, I just went to another site.
It's the Rialto, Michigan one, right?
Yeah. They have raised $100,000 plus, which is what's required to make the upgrade and get the restoration. This is a perfect, look at the pictures of this. It's really from the Art Deco era. And that's what I find Art Deco, I don't know about you guys, there's something about it that is, it's so America. Maybe that's
that.
What it is.
They said this theater was founded in 1915.
Yeah.
The town's only 1,884 people.
Right.
But
right.
It's the center part of the town, no doubt, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah, of course it is.
Like the theater was in our little town when I grew up in Wisconsin.
Yeah. So look at it now, how it's been revived, rejuvenated, and it's all because somebody not only had a dream, but they didn't give up. That's the point. They will be successful as they go on because they had people that understood this is what they needed. These guys that run this family borrowed money from customers and they paid it back in product. Like, okay, you give us $100, you get a free theater pass for a year or something like that. And that's how the Kickstarter, that's how these crowd funds work.
Yeah.
I'm fascinated by this phenomenon. And I hope that with this suggestion, some of you that may be in the same predicament will do something like this to generate revenue so that small-town movie theaters can stay as they are, a very important part of Americana. Don't give up. That's really it. This is a great achievement. I also found, you guys will appreciate this, if you go to DougStephan.com today, our Christmas star of the day is the Cloverton band. The fellow who's the lead singer, Lance Stafford, was on with us earlier. This is a group from Manhattan, Kansas, that started producing music. They all have backgrounds in working with other bands and that sort of thing. They came together in 2011, recorded a song called Rock the Camp. It was in the Rock the Camp contest. Take Me Into the Beautiful is the song. I don't know if you're familiar with Rock the Camp, but it was something I remember. We talked about it on the Good Day program. It was fascinating to see again, hear a bunch of people together, and they didn't think they had a chance in heck. Hell? Chance in hell. What would a chance in heck be? That sounds silly when you say it.
Polite version of chance in heck.
Yeah, it's very polite. Yeah. Yes, we have to be getting close to Christmas. We've got to be polite. So anyway, they had this song, and they recorded it, but they didn't have enough money to get it promoted. So they went to Kickstarter. They were looking for $20,000. They got $40,000 plus, and were able to record this song, and that's brought them around to success. So they're now touring around the world. They were able to get into the studio now with the money that they made from their first tune, and they have a Christmas EP out that's at CloverTonMusic.com. But all this because of a Kickstarter campaign, a crowdfunding campaign, to get them the money. And remember, we saw this with Veronica Mars. How many other players? When you look at the My Cool Inventions fund, Akos, how many people do you think you've helped with that? And how much money is, what's the average amount that people need to get in order to sort of get to the next page?
I think the average number is between $1,500 to $3,000. I always encourage them to eat the elephant one bite at a time, because mm-hmm. almost everyone who applies is asking for these pie-in-the-sky numbers like right. $10,000, $20,000, $30,000. Yeah. And what people don't realize is this is not like an ATM machine. They have to hit their goal within a certain period of time or they get nothing.
Nothing. Right.
So why set, don't say, I need $100,000 to do my invention. And I would say, well, break it down. What do you need first? Oh, I need a patent. All right, let's get a patent pending. That's $1,500. So first ask for that. And then when you get that, ask for the prototype money. And then when you get that, and then the customer who's supporting you, the viewer or listener, is now engaged with you, following you, along with you on your path, and they like seeing your little successes. Yeah. It's like I always go to hockey. You're doing 40-second shifts on the ice. You're not going the whole 60 minutes. So just do your 40 seconds, go rest, do the next 40 seconds. Same with crowdfunding. And I think this is so important because everybody misses this point. It's not an ATM machine. It's mm-hmm. not a guaranteed success.
No.
Not all campaigns. We talk about the campaigns that are successful, but more than 95% of them are not. Because yeah. people are asking for too much and they're asking too much commitment.
I learned that. I did a crowdfund for my farm three years ago because I had a specific need, but I had no experience doing this, and I tried to find some people to help me. I didn't find anybody really to help, so I did it on my own, and I raised about $9,000. But what I learned from reading was, at first I was going to ask for $10,000, and then I thought, no, I'm going to ask for $2,000. And then if I get to $2,000, I can keep promoting it and get to $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000. And so that was a lesson that I learned. I'm glad I didn't make that mistake, you know, to ask for $10,000 and only get $2,000, and then you wouldn't get any of the money. So, you know, you have to give it back, right? If you don't reach the goal, you have to give it all back, if I remember correctly.
Yes, you do. Yeah. You don't, actually, how it works, you don't get it because it's reserved. The credit card is
right.
reserved but not hit.
Yes, right.
And if you don't get it, the credit card transaction doesn't go to fruition. It just disappears.
Right. Another good story along these lines coming up in a moment here. Akos Jankura, John Creeman's Doug Steffen on My Cool Inventions.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Winter Lager is here.
So good.
Got a little bit of sweetness, but it goes down real smooth.
A light, sweet smell to it.
A little bit of orange in there.
There is a little hint of cinnamon.
It makes you feel like, you know, winter's around the corner and you're getting ready for it.
It warms you up and it makes you feel good.
I wish they served Winter Lager all year round.
This is actually my favorite beer from Sam Adams. Even though it's a dark beer, it's not a heavy beer.
It's definitely a good beer.
This is my jam, the Winter Lager.
I love this more than anything in the world.
Thank you, Sam Adams.
Sam Adams Winter Lager. Enjoy it while it's here.
Must be masked responsibly.
So much has changed since Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. We weren't attached to our smartphones like today. Smartphones didn't exist. If you wanted to talk to someone, you just hollered out your back door. Hey, Darla, want to go steady? No chance? Okay, then. We had no privacy. But hey, with Geico, we always had good car insurance.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Hi, 23 after the hour. On My Cool Inventions Radio, I'm Doug Steffen, along with Akos Jankura, John Cremins. We wish you all. This is the last time you fellas will be with me, or we'll be here together in the main until, next week you'll be back? Are you going to be back? You'll be back. We'll have a more normal week next week.
I'll be here back on Friday with you.
Oh, you will be here Friday?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We have Dream Big on Friday.
I wouldn't leave you alone for Dream Big.
No, really? However, I might.
I'm on the way to UK then. I have a big TSV in the United Kingdom. In London on the 26th.
Really? The 26th would be... What, next?
26, 27, 28. So I'm out. So 28th is my big TSV date, but I travel the 26th, and then I come back on the 29th.
Really?
Folding ottomans I have to sell.
How many?
Folding ottomans, about 25,000 units.
You can hope for that. Good for you. All right. Well, so you've got your work cut out.
That's the third time, though, right? That's the third time, right? Yeah.
Where do you... This is in England. So that's not a big trip. That's only
but QVC doesn't do that, where they have a TS on the same item like three times.
A TS means?
Today's special.
Today's special, yeah.
Today's special. See, you guys have all this lingo. For those of you who are new to the program, Akos Jankura and John Cremins are big veterans of HSN QVC. They spent their careers, John as a host and Akos as a seller, moving lots of product. And it's fascinating to learn how this all works. And more than anything else, it's fascinating to learn what motivates people to buy. I would think that would be something you could write a book about, Akos. What motivates people to buy stuff? How do you get people to buy whatever?
There are very, very, very strict rules that we follow. We have, you know, we are in the way we ask for the money and the way we demonstrate follows very set guidelines. People don't realize it. It sounds like we're just sort of speaking off the top, but there is a formula to it that we follow all the time.
Yeah, and so, but is it the same? I mean, do you use? I hear you giving people a lot of the same advice when we have them on the air. Like Lisa Chamberlain is going to join us in the next half hour with her invention. Do you find yourself saying the same thing over and over again to people?
Yes, yeah. Very much so. I never forget, I used to be a sales trainer. I don't know if you know that. I used to be a sales trainer in the piano industry, and I used to travel for Steinway. And people got so mad at me because I had these franchise stores that we owned, and we franchise stores. And people said, you're going to train the competition. And I look at them and go, seriously, dude, I can't get you to do my training. Never mind the competition. You know, so
seriously,
it doesn't really
dude.
Matter. I just collect money for this because people are sometimes they hear it, but it's hard to execute it. And I think what I try to stress to people, you have to not just learn, you have to actually get around to execution too.
Well, I look at some of the ways. I'm going back to crowdfunding a little bit here. Are you familiar? John might be more than Acres. I don't know why I'm thinking this with the Jolla, J-O-L-L-A tablet. It's a company that wants to build a new tablet, you know, the Apple iPad, and there are two or three different tablets now, and these companies that are coming up and trying to compete, some of them are sort of getting to first base, some of them are not. This is a company that has managed to achieve huge success trying to build the first tablet through crowdfunding.
I saw that on Indiegogo, right?
Did you see that? Yeah, right. They raised $1.2 million in 48 hours.
I just don't know. I realize the tablets are big, and they are. They're really revolutionizing the way we communicate and we do business. ACOS and I, we carry our iPads around everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, I take notes with it. I mean, we do
I use it, but I don't use it that extensively because I don't really understand it that well. But, yeah.
I just don't know if another...
Well, somebody must think it will work, John, because they were setting out to raise $380,000, and they got $1.2 million in 48 hours. So whatever they promised, somebody must know. And I wonder if any of that comes from VC people or folks that want to invest in it. You know, you wonder sometimes if that doesn't happen as part of the...
Yeah, people just are just going against the Windows tablets, the Apple tablets. They just don't like them, so they want.
Well, but
different.
Yeah, because they aren't by any stretch of the imagination perfect. So not that this would be perfect, but there are a lot of people who are interested in switching it up, as it were. 28 after on My Cool Inventions.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with travel expert Samantha Brown. Exploring a new city can be an exciting adventure, but worrying about budget can take the fun out of any vacation. According to a recent Bank of America survey, more than half of Americans make vacation choices based on travel costs. Samantha Brown, TV host and travel expert.
One of the best ways you can save on travel expenses is to stay with family or friends. Or, if that's not an option, it's generally cheaper to travel during off-peak seasons. One of my favorite ways to offset costs is using a travel rewards credit card that gives me the flexibility to use my points towards a broad range of travel expenses. With the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card, you earn unlimited 1.5 points for every dollar spent on all your purchases. Simply redeem points for an online statement credit to pay yourself back for travel-related expenses. This way, your everyday purchases can help pay off your fun activities and help your travel budget.
For more information, visit www.bankofamerica.com/travel rewards.
Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you can make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? Yes! According to the U.S. Census Bureau, you can make almost twice as much. Going back to college is now easier than ever. There are select online colleges that provide laptops to their students. In fact, there are thousands of college programs on your laptop. You can go to college anywhere and everywhere right from a laptop. Call My College Laptop and you can find hundreds of programs from accredited colleges and universities nationwide. Start a new career in law enforcement, business, information technology, healthcare, and hundreds of others. Call My College Laptop to find an online college that will provide you with a laptop. In no time at all, you can double your earning potential. Double your earning potential. Call now, 1-800-285-6834.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GC.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now 33 after the hour, my cool inventions radio, Akos Jankura, who's in Canada, John Creemans, who is in Tampa, Florida, Doug Steffen in Los Angeles. Isn't it amazing what technology can do to bring people together?
Wait a minute, hold it. You're in Los Angeles. I'm in Tampa, and he's all the way up there in the Great White North.
Way up north. Remember that song?
We're like the farthest we've ever been apart from each other.
I know, isn't it amazing?
Three quarters of the world.
Uh-huh. And we're doing okay. All right, before we meet Lisa Chamberlain, who is our guest and our inventor today, the entrepreneurial world hopefully will embrace her and she'll do well. Akos and John will have questions for her in a second. I had one more example. I tend to, as I look around, I'm so amazed by how these funding enterprises will go, and it's not only in the for-profit world. There are those people who are raising money on GoFundMe. You're both familiar with GoFundMe campaigns?
Yes, I am. Yes.
All right. So here's so far they've raised $620 million for various projects. Here is, and I wonder sometimes, being the cynic that I am, I wonder and I worry about whether it's possible. These things have to, they're so big, Akos, they can't be a scam, right? They've got to be legit. They have to, they get...
They're legit. They're legit. What you see there is what really is happening.
Okay. So, in this circumstance, here's the story, and I'll call your attention to it because maybe you'll be interested in it. A young lady whose name is Liza, who just got married and found out that she had cancer. So she's trying to battle this horrible disease. She's in Shreveport, Louisiana. So if you go on to the website, you'll see how many people have, $333,000 from 2,475 donors in 5 days has been raised to help
this woman fight cancer. We didn't have any insurance. We all know what happens if you don't. More people in this country, and it doesn't happen in Canada. ACOS will proudly tell you that this sort of thing could never happen in Canada. But it does happen in America. As a matter of fact, more people declare bankruptcy in our country because of medical problems, medical expenses, than any other reason. More people, listen to that, more people declare bankruptcy because they can't pay medical bills. And so you see this woman trying to fight this and having to raise the money because they don't want to go bankrupt.
Right. I'll say it another way. A good friend of mine's father is the administrator of a very large hospital in the Tampa area.
Yeah.
And I asked him once, why does it cost $15,000 a night in your hospital? He says, can you imagine running a business that 95% of the time we don't collect the receivable?
Oh, my God. Well, it's because people come into the emergency room and they're getting free care. And the taxpayer pays for it, or the insurance company pays for it. Or
so
these
that's
guys.
Exactly what happens is the taxpayer pays for it. In fact, we had that exact problem in Canada. And many years ago, Trudeau, just the old prime minister of ours, said, enough is enough. We have to take control of this. And they did.
Yeah.
It was a big, hard thing to do. But at the end of the day, I think it has worked.
Yeah. I'm looking at another one of these other funds here on GoFundMe, an animal shelter that this lady wanted to build for displaced animals in Joliet, Illinois. WJOL carries our program there. They raised $77,000 in 6 days from 2,200 donors. Isn't that amazing? I mean, the world is full of those sorts of things. And so if you're into charity this time of year, I believe we talk about a different charity every day of the season between the 1st of December and Christmas Day on the Good Day program, trying to get people not only to support, but to be aware of what sort of needs there are in the community. It's not just always about you and how many presents you get for your children, or who gets you presents. That's all cool and swell. But there are others. If you feel like giving back, this is the season to give back, I think. And so you'll find a lot of that sort of thing is there in GoFundMe. Yes, Akos, you started to say.
Did we welcome Chicago? I don't know, Doug. We've landed a Chicago station for us. They carry our program in Chicago. John, give us the call letters. We just heard about it. They're carrying us, I think, 5 to 6 o'clock in the evening in Chicago. Did you know that?
Really?
It's the WCOG.
C-O-G.
Yeah. C-G-O, rather.
C-G-O,
yeah.
Good.
Chicago.
Hello, Chicago.
Welcome, Chicago.
It's windy. It's windy up there, the windy city.
Yes.
All right, let's get to our inventor today, because this is what a lot of people are focused on. They want inspiration for their own ideas. They want to know it's okay. Lisa Chamberlain is now here with us. So, ACOS, let's see what we can find out. ACOS and John about her cover loungees. Loungees? Lounge? How do we, lounges. I want to say lounges, but it's not. It's a loungee, right?
Hi, Lisa. Welcome to my Cool Inventions Radio.
Oh, thank you for having me.
First of all,
and
Lisa, tell us what it
loungees.
Is. It's a loungee. Okay, all right, got it.
Loungee. Yeah.
So cover loungees. So so for anyone that maybe has not had a chance to go to MyCoolInventions.com and click on the vote button to see what it looks like, tell me the idea behind the cover loungees.
Well, it's actually to solve a storage problem. I moved to a two-bedroom apartment with a little patio at the back, and I had no room to store my cushions, so I came up with this idea. It's a slip cover with an attached bag, and it's waterproof, water repellent, UV protected, and machine washable. I found that when I sold them, people bought them for three purposes: to protect them, and to restore or to refashion their outdoor furniture.
Okay, so this isn't like a cover that goes over the entire piece of furniture then.
No, it only covers the cushions. It's for the patio season, instead of bringing your cushions in every day and out, in and out. You just put your cover on when you come in, and then leave them out. It rains on them, and it will protect your cushions. And then when you come back out, your cushions are nice and dry.
All right, I'm not confused. I am wondering, I have patio furniture and covers for it. So how is your cover?
Because I have no room to store, and I bought the other covers, and you still need room to store those covers. They're pretty bulky.
Yes.
And so I had no room to store these covers. So these are very compact, and they're right there on the back of the furniture, compact.
You leave them outside. You don't have to put them inside. They're outside all the time, just covered on the patio furniture itself.
Yeah, you put the covers on the cushions, and when you want to use your furniture, you take the covers off and just slip it in the bag and put the bag on the back of the furniture.
So did you find, when you first came up with the idea, did you get a lot of people responding to this when you first said, hey, this is what I've got, this is the idea that I'm coming up with, what do you think?
Yes, I actually sold them at flea markets locally, and like I said, I found that people bought them for different reasons, so that made my covers versatile. Because they bought them because they wanted to restore their old cushions, and it's more economical to buy my covers than to buy a whole new set of cushions, and or to refashion their cushions because their cushions were outdated.
All right. So, aren't there already slip covers like this on the marketplace, though?
Not waterproof for outdoors. There's slip covers really? For indoors, but they're not. There's none for outdoors.
Hmm. Really? Because I mean, I thought maybe they're just selling extra cushions is what I see when I go into Lowe's. Or,
yes,
or
you,
Home Depot.
You find extra cushions. That's
and
right.
So
the, you
yeah,
can
so
find
you
the extra cushions.
So you can't. Yeah, yeah. I have to end up changing out your cushions just to be able to get a matching set.
Correct.
All right.
And then it's harder to change the cushions because they keep changing the furniture. So to find the exact size for your furniture is always a challenge.
Okay. So does this, is your idea like one size fits all kind of thing or no?
It is. It is. The fabric is it's very lightweight and it's it has some a bit of a stretch in it so that it fits. Most standard size furniture.
All right. Well, let's do this. I want to hear your pitch on this, and I think we'll probably end up coming up with a couple more questions before this is over. So, Lisa, what we're going to do is we're going to allow everybody to vote. And as you're listening there at home, you can text to the number 22333 on your smartphone. So just text 22333, and in your text, put thumbs up or thumbs down, or just go to our website at mycoolinventions.com, and you can click on the vote tab. It'll take you right to the voting page where you can vote. So, Lisa, if you're ready... Are you ready?
I am.
All right, let's do this thing.
Do you have any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me. Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea. Well, let's hear it.
My product is a new cover for outdoor furniture with cushions. Some people bring their cushions out and back in every day, which can be a pain, but my problem was to store these cushions since I live in a two-bedroom apartment. So I came up with a solution called Cover Loungies. It's a waterproof slip cover with an attached bag that hangs on the back of the furniture. It's also water repellent, UV protected, and machine washable. I found that people bought them for three reasons: to protect new cushions, to restore old faded cushions, and to refashion outdated cushions. They're available in different sizes, in beige and charcoal, but my plan is to have them in different trendy colors and patterns. Prices range from $32 for the dining size chair to $76 for the sofa size cover. You can view a video at coverlounges.com. Please vote thumbs up for me at mycoolinvention.com.
Make or break an inventor. Be our shark and vote. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You can only make millions.
All right, guys, what do you think?
I'm just thinking to myself, is this not ever been done before? Is it possible that this invention has never been done and we're thinking about it that, oh, my gosh, we've seen this before, but really we haven't?
All right, well, that's why I asked you what I did at the beginning. It sounded like the same old to me, and I don't mean that in a, you know, trying to be a wise guy, but and then maybe as she explained it, I understand, but I don't know enough about this business. I just know what I have myself. And so I don't know what the heck is out there, but it sounds like if it isn't there, why hasn't somebody come up with this before? And God bless her for coming up with something that's simple and straightforward.
John, what do you think?
See, well, you know what it reminds me of? It's like you and I were sitting here, and we were talking to Lindsay Sainte-Marie. Remember her?
Yes.
She was the winner of the Genesis contest. And she came up with a cover that went over, like, office chairs. And you and I looked at each other going, well, that's already been done. They got it for couches. And no. There was she got the patent for covering, just taking old office chairs and putting a cover over it. And she got the patent on that. And then that's amazing.
So, John, do you think this is like exactly the same thing, except they did it for outdoor furniture and it's been overlooked all these years?
I got a feeling it is. It's got to be.
That's incredible.
It is incredible.
Wait,
it's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of those where you just go all of a sudden look, go, holy cow.
Yeah.
I mean, congrats. It's like, why didn't you come up with that idea? That's a great idea.
Lisa, what else? What's in your background? I didn't get a whole lot of information, whether I didn't hear it or whatever, about you. What do you do for a living?
I thought I was retired until this. I actually worked at different jobs. I worked as a medical secretary for a while, and as a receptionist for a big hair salon. My mom was a seamstress, so that's why I started sewing at a very early age. So when I had this problem, this is where it came up.
Where are you getting these made at?
I have a partner. My friend is my partner. And so we ordered some minimum fabric from overseas. Okay. And we've been making them ourselves for the past 2 years. So we have a small inventory ahead. And I've also dealt with a company overseas to be ready for a big amount.
All right. Here's what we're going to do. John?
Yeah.
I got to tell you something. Joe would love this over at HSN.
Yeah, I think so. I think
this is really true, Joe would love it. It's one of those things he's going to look at me and goes, get out of town. No one's done this. This is done all the time. I'm going to say, nope. Get me the price. You have to get me the price on this. Email me at acos@mycoolinventions.com. Get me the details of this. What retail price do you want to sell? That's what I'm going to ask you right now. What retail price are you looking
for? Yeah, what are you selling it for?
I sell the dining size chair, sells at 32, and up to the sofa size that sells at 76. And I have to say also, pardon me?
What's your cost?
My cost is $12 to manufacture the dining.
What are you selling
for? That's manufactured not in China, but here in the United States.
No, that's in Pakistan. I have a manufacturer.
All right. So I did a lot of these cut and sew projects. We were the Abra people. We did over $120 million in a couple years of Abras, and I'm very connected to any type of manufacturing facility that cuts and sews or spins or any kind of stuff like this. We were buying more of this type of things than companies like Victoria's Secrets was buying. So I have, the one that I'm thinking of, John, is Jackie, who came and broke my chair.
He's
the owner of that factory. If we had a pattern, I could get you a quote from a source that I would probably guarantee would be the cheapest in all of the world and would be one of the best qualities. If you could get this price, you're close. You are very close to making this serious. If we get the price down a little bit, I'd like to take a run at HSN because I know the outdoor buyer really well. We just went to the hockey game with him the other day, and he's looking for new things for outdoors, and this might be it. I think we can even get this license under his HGTV shows. What do you think, John?
You know, I didn't think about that.
HGTV shows. Yeah. So this would be perfect, right down Home and Garden Television's alley.
It is perfect. I actually had a home designer call me. She wanted me to make them for the a sectional that she was doing, redoing somebody's home.
Send me the details.
All right.
acos@mycoolinventions.com. Let's see if we can help you out.
There you go, Lisa. You'll be happy you were on the program for all kinds of reasons, including the connections that you've just made. The cover lounges. We didn't take them seriously, but now we are.
Yes.
So vote thumbs up, thumbs down, mycoolinventions.com. Acos, John, and Doug on My Cool Inventions Radio at 10 before the hour.
Do you hear that ringing? I've heard that ringing in my ears for over 20 years. My doctor said...
The ringing and buzzing in your ears is called tinnitus, and you're just going to have to learn to live with it.
The constant ringing in my ears is annoying. I've tried everything, and nothing worked. So I invested my own money, met with doctors, specialists, and certified labs. After a decade of research, we've developed Tinoxyl, a prescription-free, 100% natural and effective way to stop the ringing. And better yet, it helps me sleep. Trying to sleep with ringing in my ears is almost impossible. But with Tinoxyl, I started sleeping better in the first couple weeks. I'm so confident that Tinoxyl will help you too, that I'm giving the first 100 callers a free 30-day supply.
Don't let the ringing in your ears control your life. Call now and get your free 30-day supply. Just pay shipping. Take back control of your life, combat the ringing, and start sleeping again. Try it for free. Call 800-930-1669. That's 800-930-1669. 800-930-1669.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Winter weather looks to impact holiday travel plans. I'm Frank Miller in for David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Those holiday travelers prepare to head out on trips before Christmas, there are some trouble spots where weather could cause some issues. Meteorologist Rob Carolin says the central parts of the U.S. could see rain or snow that impacts travel.
Got some storminess, which will produce rain across much of northern and central Texas today, some snow in the Panhandle, and in northeastern portions of New Mexico. A light to moderate snow also possible from northeastern Colorado today across portions of Nebraska and Iowa.
Carolin says there won't be an issue traveling in the western part of the country.
Much of the west will be covered by high pressure. Travel problems, well, we don't foresee them from Phoenix to Los Angeles to San Francisco, northward to about Glasgow, Montana. Salt Lake City area looks good, as does Albuquerque.
He says that lots of rain could slow people down.
It'll be rain that causes issues through Wisconsin and Michigan today, as well as parts of the Ohio River Valley, the Gulf Coast, the Florida Panhandle, Carolinas, and the Northeast.
Carolin also says the Midwest and eastern states could see problems ahead of Christmas Day. Much of the weather that impacts travelers is expected to clear by Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Now, here's something else that'll matter to you.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with a PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Well, a rally in tech shares pushed stocks back to record highs. Intel, IBM, and Costco had gains of more than 1% on Monday. Priceline gained more than 3%. At the end of the day, the Dow was up 155 to a new record high of 17,959. The NASDAQ climbed 16 to 4781, and the S&P was up 8 to 2079.
What would you do if I sang out of tune?
Well, Ringo Starr is mourning the loss of the other man who sang with a little help from my friends. The Beatles drummer took to Twitter to say goodbye and God bless to his friend Joe Cocker, who died Monday at age 70. Hosts of other musicians have also come out to honor the gravelly-voiced rocker, including Aerosmith's Steven Tyler and many more. Former Wonder Years star Danica McKellar tweeted that Cocker's voice always brings her right back to childhood. Cocker's version of With a Little Help from My Friends served as the theme to the hit TV show, and McKellar called it the best theme song ever. And it looks as if Casey Kasem has finally been laid to rest. 6 months after his death in June, TMZ says the legendary radio personality was buried last Tuesday in Norway. In the last months of his life, and also in death, Kasem's widow Jean had been battling over custody of his care with his children from a previous marriage. Things escalated when Jean took an ailing Casey from California to Washington State without the children's knowledge, where he then died in June. It was later reported that Jean had transported the DJ's body to a mortuary in Norway, where it was being held until his burial last week. Closing notes, we have a few of them for you. Well, if you've ever complained about lost luggage, this might make you feel a little better. An Arizona woman has finally been reunited with her lost luggage 2 decades after it first went missing. Maria Dellas tells KVOA-TV she recently got a call from the TSA at the Tucson International Airport. She thought it was about a bag she lost earlier this year, so she was blown away when they said they found a bag dating back 20 years. Still not clear how the bag resurfaced after all these years, but Dellas says her faith in the airline industry has been restored. Parents who want to prove to their kids that Santa is real have a way to do just that. It's called the Santa Spy Cam app. Alex Craig with the aptly named Believe In app says parents take photos inside or outside their home, and then the app, using video fusion technology, integrates actual scenes of real-life elves, real-life Santa, and real-life reindeer. Craig says that the Santa Spy Cam is fully approved by the North Pole Clandestine Service Bureau, just in case you were concerned. But in related news, Santa may be a little short-handed this week after a man dressed as an elf was arrested for driving drunk. According to NJ.com, Riverdale police got a report about a suspicious vehicle in a department store parking lot. They eventually found the car parked behind the store with its engine running. The driver was passed out behind the wheel when the cops woke him up, and they discovered he was wearing an elf on the shelf costume and had a strong odor of alcohol on his breath. He was charged with driving while intoxicated, and he's due back in court next month. Suffice to say, he made the naughty list. I'm Frank Miller, in for David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Hurry in to find amazing gifts for everyone on your list. There's still time to get perfect gifts at prices you'll love, like a $100 iTunes gift card for only $85, and a Keurig 2.0 brewing system with 42 K-cups for just $129.98. Plus, find plenty of great stocking stuffers and gifts under $20. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters
filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.